4. To Anna's relief, Dorothy went back home to her family the next morning. Anna knew that Dorothy suspected something more serious was wrong with Lauren, something beyond influenza. Perhaps she'd even guessed what it was by now. But until Lauren's moodiness stabilized a bit, Anna decided it was best not to discuss her daughter's delicate condition with anyone. She even avoided the subject with Clark, and he seemed to appreciate this. She hoped that in time, Lauren would realize that this wasn't something she could run away from, or sleep away. In time, Lauren would have to face up to the consequences of her choices.
Do women in, Lauren's condition, do they usually sleep all the time?
Clark asked uneasily as he and Anna sat outside enjoying the river. Today it sparkled like diamonds, and the moist air had a musky, almost spicy aroma, reminiscent of autumn's past. Anna had made a pitcher of iced tea, and they were soaking in some of the afternoon sun. Unfortunately, Lauren had no interest in fresh air and sunshine. She'd spend most of the day in bed.
I don't think so, Anna admitted.
Do you think it's healthy?
She shrugged. Probably not, although the doctor did tell her to take it easy.
Oh,
Clark sighed. I wanted to give her time to settle into it, Anna told him, sort of adjust to what's going on with her. Maybe even consider the fact that she's got a living human being inside of her. What Anna didn't say, what she couldn't bring herself to say, was she hoped that Lauren's maternal instincts would kick in and she would decide that she loved and wanted her child. Clark nodded.
That sounds like a wise plan.
And she's obviously not going back to school now. Not this semester, anyway. He cleared his throat.
Have you informed Eunice yet?
Anna pressed her lips together.
I know it will be hard to do, but it might be best just to get it over with, Anna.
I asked Lauren to call her.
And?
She pulled the covers over her head and started crying again.
Poor Lauren.
Anna appreciated his compassion toward her daughter, especially since her own sympathies were waning just now. She wondered if Clark would be as kind-hearted if he knew how badly Lauren wanted to be rid of her unborn child. However, this was a topic she...